You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out live now to Indianapolis, Dave Sparty Brown is with us on the phone. Dave, good evening.
Hey, how you doing there, Cheryl?
I'm doing good. When I looked at the score just a minute ago, we were up. Are we still up?
We're still up by 3 points, yes, and people are just kind of anxious going, Oh my. It's one of those games.
Well, of course, MSU playing Iowa in the first round of the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah.
An exciting day, and it started a lot earlier for you. It started quite early for you, I happen to know. But through the wonderful technology, I was able to watch, streaming live on my laptop, the pep rally this afternoon. That was great.
Well, you know, we're taking advantage of technology. It is getting better and easier, and baffling at the same time. We came down last night and brought a bag full of equipment. I know your producer Scott would appreciate all the gadgets I brought with me, from web cameras and USB cables and dual laptops, one backing up the other. And I like over planning because inevitably something will probably go wrong, and you want to have a plan B and a plan C in place. But yes, the upshot of it is, we were able to show the entire pep rally live by way of the internet and reasonably high quality. I don't think it'll win any Emmys for the production value, but it's kind of neat that you can share the event live as it happens.
Well, yeah, not all of us are lucky enough through either work or leisure to be able to be in Indianapolis, so it was really quite thrilling. I had it on while I was booking guests for my show today, and that's why it made it real easy to try to get a hold of you, and I know you stepped out of the game to talk to me, so I appreciate that. Who were some of the folks at the rally today?
Well, the pep rally was pretty robust with great guests. We had President Luana Simon there, of course, Athletic Director Mark Hollis. We had the Spartan Brass under the direction of John Madden and the cheerleaders and the dance team there as well. We had four of our trustees, including comments by our newest trustee, former MSU football player Mitch Lyons. Brian Breslin was there as well. And I think I saw former trustee Dee Cook in the crowd as well, too, and Gordon Geyer, former president of Michigan State.
So
we had expected Mark D'Antonio to stop by. I think he did peek in for a little bit. I know he's sitting in the crowd right now next to Ambassador Peter Sekia, watching the game.
Well, there's some good company, isn't it? Is there a lot of green and white in the arena tonight?
Reasonable, given the fact that this is one of three games today, so you've got a pretty good representation of all the Big Ten schools here. And I always find it interesting, after one game is over, how people tend to swap and trade tickets around outside the arena, or sometimes within the arena, for a better seat as their teams advance through tournament play.
You know, I wondered how that was handled. I mean, if you're there to watch the MSU game and then there's another one coming up and you don't, that's not really of interest to you, I mean, unless you just plain love basketball, which most folks do, but I wondered how that worked.
Well, you know, you're here for all the games on one day, and you can buy the day or buy the package. So it's an interesting time, and of course, what better town than Indianapolis? And I tell you, I looked at the radar, and it looks to me like you're getting a little bit of snow back in the Lansing area.
Yeah,
you're
so far south
here.
Of us. You're so far south of us, but I'll take it. Yeah, we're expecting, I guess, some freezing rain this evening. So tell them you need to stay an extra few days.
Well, in addition to all the other tourist attractions and restaurants and pubs that folks could choose to, all day long across from the team hotel, the Westin, we're right across the street from the state capital of Indiana. And there have been protesters all day long protesting, much like what's been going on in the state of Wisconsin over some budget issues. And there were two rallies going on, a big budget protest rally going on at the state capitol, and then inside the MSU pep rally. So,
oh, my goodness.
Quite a contrast.
Quite a spectacle's going on. Yeah, contrast is a very good word for it. Is the arena pretty full in general, not just with green and white, but everybody?
It is reasonably full. You can see in some of the lower bowl premium seats, there are some empty spots. I suspect that the arena will fill up as the night goes along.
And of course, this is first round.
Right.
When MSU wins, where do we head? What do we do from here?
I'm not exactly certain of the bracket off the top of my head. I'm just still coming down from the pep rally, but we're assuming a win right now, and by golly, we're still ahead by a couple of points.
I'm looking at it here, 62-58, Michigan State over Iowa. So
and fingers crossed, 4 points. I believe we play again tomorrow, if memory serves correct.
What kind of alumni groups came down?
Well, we really have people from all over the region. I would say from the folks that I met at the pep rally, some from the East Lansing area, but quite a few came down from Chicago. We have thousands of Spartans here in Indiana, so there are a lot of local folks coming in. And, of course, we're not that far from the state of Ohio, just a short jump east of Indianapolis off of I-70. So we do have a very robust alumni chapter here in Indianapolis representing about 6,000 Spartans in a 10-county area. So no shortage of fans.
No shortage at all. Are there plans for an alumni gatherings over the next few days?
Strictly informal and more focused and led by our local chapter, not sponsored by the university. I tell you, if we get a win off today and it's looking better and better, and we move ahead through the Big Ten tournament, that just increases our chances of not so much being a bubble team, but being a contender in the Big Ten tournament play.
Well,
so
it has
we're,
been.
We're saving the energy for that.
Yeah, I was going to say it's been a struggle this year, so we're certainly thrilled that the Spartans are playing this evening.
Absolutely, well, we all are. But I tell you, I'm really proud of our women's basketball team. You know, they're a shoe-in, of course, for tournament play. And I believe the selection is coming up tomorrow, if memory serves right.
They've been thrilling to watch throughout the women's season. Absolutely thrilling.
And Coach Susie Merchant, who was here at the pep rally last week in Indianapolis, is basically inviting everybody to come in and watch the selection show.
Oh, how fun.
So they'll be opening up the halls of Breslin. Come on in and meet the team, meet the coach, and celebrate with the women.
Well, I knew you'd have something for us that I hadn't heard about before, so I appreciate that. Well, Dave, we're going to let you get back into the game because they need you to keep cheering loudly. Clearly, you've been helping so far.
Well, I'm losing my voice and not talking with you. It's just that I'm a little hoarse from all the screaming and yelling.
Well, can you give them a little more?
Go green!
There you go. Go white. Dave, thank you so much for spending some time. Thanks for streaming the pep rally so folks like me could take advantage and pretend we were there and live it vicariously.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. Have a great evening. Go green.
Bye-bye.
Dave Sparty Brown with the MSU Alumni Association coming to us from Indianapolis at the first round of the Big Ten tournament. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.